Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will take over. Come and minister your word unto us, line upon line, precept upon precept, in Jesus' precious name. Everybody say a big amen. Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kindly take your seat. Amen. And somebody lift your Bible and say, this is my Bible. Contains the word of God. I'm what he says I am. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the rich unfailing word of God, who is able to save my soul and give me an inheritance in the kingdom of God. My life will never be the same. Never the same. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I inspect your notebooks? Everybody, let me see your notebooks. 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 Blessings. Hallelujah. Every time you are coming to... I didn't see some of you, your notebooks. Let me see your notebooks. I'm very interested in your notebooks. Amen. Good. Every time in this church, we're teaching church. Amen. And we want you to know the word of God for yourself. Hallelujah. And so it's very important that you take notes every time you come to church, but don't just really write it, but go back and read through it and make reference to it. Amen. This morning, we're in the season of fasting and prayer. I want us to understand certain things regarding our spiritual warfare. Amen. Now the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12, that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. Somebody say, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. Now, what I want you to understand that there are things that we are contending and contesting with. You step out of your house, or even as you are around, you will feel, you know, you don't see the air, but you feel the breeze of it. Is that the effect of the wind that blows around you? You feel the effect of the wind. So it means that there are things that are actually going on which tend to influence our lives. And anything that goes on physically in our lives has a spiritual reflection. It starts from the spirit first. Someone say, first the spirit, then the natural. Amen. So there are many things. Sometimes somebody say, I dreamt that somebody was pressing me here. And the following morning, realized that the person feels a certain pain or a certain effect over them. So there are spiritual things first. And the Bible says that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. That means that our fight is not carnal. Tell your friend, our fight is not carnal. I like it in the King James, just so that we can, before we come in here. He said, we are not fighting against what? Flesh and blood, but against who? Number one, principalities. Someone say principalities. Number two, powers. Number three, rulers of the darkness of this world. And number four, spiritual wickedness in high places. So there are four categories of spirits or dimensions of spiritual warfare. So it's a four dimensions. So in the four dimensions of our spiritual warfare, we are dealing with who? Principalities are spirits that rule in various areas. Well, we are dealing with powers. Is that right? You know, sometimes it says that this mommy water, marine spirit, whatever, against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Now, in our warfare, there are three dimensions of the warfare. We have got warfare in the mind. Someone say warfare in the mind. Then, and number two, demonology. Someone say demonology. And number three, spiritual warfare. Someone say spiritual warfare. Now, warfare in the mind, you know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, it says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? They are mighty through God. Go back here quickly. What? Please work with me fast. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Have you seen it? So our warfare is not physical. That's what our warfare is not physical. And the weapons that we have, since it's a spiritual war, it means that we also need spiritual weapons. Amen. And he says that these weapons we have are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Someone say to the pulling down of strongholds. That means that there are things that hold us strongly. There are things that hold us. You know, there are things that sometimes you realize that I don't want to do this, but I find myself doing it. There are things that fought your father, fought your mother, fought your grandparents, and you see that you are also beginning to exhibit some of those things. These are strongholds. Amen. There are things that come up to your mind and makes you do those negative things that after you finish doing it, you regret it. And it's because of a stronghold. And how do you deal with that? Verse number five. Casting down what? Imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Where do we have thoughts? In our mind. So there's warfare in our mind. The warfare that, oh, I'm not beautiful enough. I am ugly. You know, a lot of people walk around and say, beautiful ladies, but they think they are ugly. And that's why they give themselves unto men. So when a guy just shows a little interest, oh, he likes me. So some of them even engage in sexual immorality or sexual misbehavior just because of the fact that there's a stronghold in their mind that they are not nice. So once a man calls them, it means that now it's like somebody seems to be appreciating them to deal with that stronghold in their mind. I hope you're getting me. Okay. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. So, first of all, we are warfare in the mind. Then demonology. Demonology has to do with somebody who has been affected by some demons, and that we need to cast out the demons. Is that right? Jesus cast out demons. So there are times that people are under some oppression. They are under oppression. That means that Satan tries to harass them. Then the third part has to do with spiritual warfare. Now, spiritual warfare is dealing with spirits in the second heavens, the spirit that rules communities, the spirit that rules families. And there are things that are which operate in a family, and the spirit says, we will not let the young ladies marry. And sometimes you go to some communities, and by the time they are 18 years, they have already given birth. And if you're a girl and you are 18 years and you haven't given birth, then they say, well, have you given birth? They pride. There's a spirit that just makes the people do those kinds of things. And so it is important that to deal with those things, the spirit must be dealt with through spiritual warfare. Can I have an amen? Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 9, I'm building my message up. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 9, the Bible talks about the attitudes of people that will happen in the last days. And the devil knows that we are in the last days. Testimony, we are in the last days. So as we approach the end of the age, we are going to encounter many spiritual battles or battles in the spiritual realm. Amen. And the devil uses two main spirits to try to fight the church, fight families, fight institutions, fight marriages, fight relationships. And it's the spirit of the Antichrist. So the spirit of the Antichrist and the Jezebel spirits. Amen. So today I'm going to be talking more about the Antichrist spirit. Is a spirit that is against Christ. Anti or anti-Christ. Anti means against. Then there's what we call the spirit of Jezebel. So say the spirit of Jezebel. Now, this message that I am preaching is not related or targeted at any human being, but to let us know that the operation of the spirit and how it affects us and how it affects our families, how sometimes it uses us without we even knowing it, and how it can be using our children, how it can be using your spouse, how it can be using your subordinates, how it can be using your bosses, how it operates and influences us in society in general. So before I start getting into it, I want to issue this caveat. Amen. Yeah, so that nobody will think that, I mean, the man of God came and then he was targeting at me. I am preaching a word of God that will help us. Amen. And you know, the Bible says, since that the word of God is profitable for what? The word of God is profitable for what? For doctrine. Amen. Put a scripture there. Word of God is profitable for what? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. All scripture. Someone say all scripture. So am I preaching scripture? All scripture is given by God. And is profitable for what? Doctrine. Doctrine is talking about principles. Amen. So there are principles in life that we need to live by. Someone say principles. Yeah. Number two, for reproof. The word reproof there means that is to rebuke, to show you where you are erring. Sometimes you are brushing your teeth, but you are not brushing your teeth well. And mom says that this is not how you brush your teeth. You are bathing, and you know kids like bath. When they are bathing, they only bath their stomach. They start their stomach and they bath their legs. So we say no. So mom shows them that no, we don't only bath the stomach and the legs. Is that right? So he's showing you. So the word of God will show you, will reprove you. That means that it will show you where you are erring. And number three, for correction, so that your life will go on the right path, and for instruction in righteousness, to be trained to know what to do. And the end result is a verse 17, that the man of God may be what? Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Okay, now let's look at the spirit that operates in the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1 to 9 quickly. He says that this know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Some say perilous. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. In the last days, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Wow. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as James and Jambres withstood Moses, these were witches, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further. Amen. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men. Hallelujah. Let's look at it from the New Living Translation. And then we get on. We're just warming the engine now. Some say we are warming the engine. Now, in the last days, very difficult times will happen. Are we not having very difficult times? All kinds of things are going on. Verse 2. People will love only themselves and their money. So watch it, if you are manifesting this thing, that you are self-centered, you are only loving yourself. You see, all these things I'm talking about, they are under the spirit of Jezebel. They are influenced by the spirit of... Every time you do something, you see, you are, from today, understand that you are always being influenced by something. You are influenced by your friends. You are influenced by an environment. You are influenced by what you hear, what you see, what you feel. You are even influenced by your background you are coming from. Amen. I lived with a family, and every time the mom comes home, the first thing she does is to wash her hands. Long before COVID. So we learned that principle. So every time, wash your face, wash your hands, wash your face. Because as you went out, you have gone to collect all kinds of things. Amen. So your life is actually influenced by your environment. Now, in the last days, the Bible says that people will love themselves and their money.
Number two, they will be boastful and proud. Amen? You see, when we get something little, no, we become so proud. But the Bible says that pride goes before a fall. And that was what happened to Herod. Herod didn't give glory and honor to God. And when he started boasting and being proud, an angel of God struck him. And immediately, worms started eating him up. Anytime something good happens, every morning, every day, learn to say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for my husband, my wife, my children. Thank you for what you have done for me. Thank you. I give you thanks. Any good thing that happens to you, point it up to him. Everybody, do your hand like this. It's him. It's him. It's him. I saw a 90-year-old man worshiping, standing and lifting his hand. It was like this. 90 years. He was standing strong. His hair was there. 90 years. Reverend Abraham Delove. For a tall man, he was standing there. God had used him. Everything. As people were saying things about him, he said, this. Hallelujah. Let's quickly read that scripture. Just this is our introduction scripture. Scoffing at God. They are what? Scoffing at God. That means that they are mockers of God. Eh? They will get up and say, oh, do you think your God can save you? It has always been in the Bible. Yeah. There are people who have always attacked Israel. When King Sennacherib and his people were coming to attack Israel, they wrote a threatening letter to Hezekiah and said, don't think that your God can save you. Don't think anybody can help you. But God sent one angel, and one night he killed 185,000 people in the camp of the Assyrians. Our God is too much. Amen. That's what, my God is too much. They will be disobedient to what? Parents. People like to do it. These days you can advise children. The moment you attempt to advise a child, you see, people take the advice as you don't like them. Yes, that is what, when we were growing up, when you are advised, it's like you have been helped. And if you made a mistake and they come to you and they say you have been shamed and you want to make sure that you do the right thing. But this time when we are advised, it's like they don't like me. One Pema submitting, Wakamenim. They have spoken to my face. They have painted my face. Wakamenim. That's why I don't know how to say it in English. They don't like me. Eh? Yeah. But you must be thankful that somebody likes you. You see, anytime somebody corrects you, he has used energy. He has used his time. He thinks about you. And you don't correct just anybody over the street. It means that it is people you love that you correct them. But they are disobedient to parents and ungrateful. And what? Ungrateful. They don't remember what has been done for them. It's all influenced by Jezebelic spirits. They will consider nothing sacred. That means that there's nothing that is holy. They don't respect a holy person. They don't respect a holy place. Yeah, that's what this is. I mean, people are having sex everywhere. They are having sex in front of churches. When they get to the church room, they will have sex. They will kiss around. I've seen. One day I was going for a prayer walk, and in front of, I don't want to mention the name of the church. In front of the church, the thing that was going on, I said, hey, if you want to do anything, is it in front of the church room? Church. They were doing it. Verse 3. They will be unloving and unforgiving. Unloving or what? Unforgiving. Yes. That's the spirit of Jezebel at work. They will slander others and have no self-control. Slander. That means they destroy. They speak evil things, vicious things to destroy you, to destroy what you are building, to destroy your marriage, to destroy your family, to destroy everything just because of themselves. They will hate. They will be cruel and hate what is what? Good. Are you learning something here? Are you in the church? Your expression doesn't show that you like what you are reading. In any case, I am not saying something, some theories from my mind. I am preaching the word of God. And the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is alive. So I'm speaking the power of God and the life of God into you. They will betray their friends. They will be reckless. They will be puffed up with pride and love pleasure rather than God. Look at it. We didn't used to have this Nungwa stretch there. I've lived there for quite some time. Eh? No, there was nothing like what we see here. The pubs from wherever, all the roads there, every evening. Those days when we were young, pubs operated properly only weekends. Kumbaya and all those things, Black Caesar, all those places. Now, from I am remembering some people's days. I am reminding them of their days. Hey! But this time, from Monday to Sunday, now there's red zone. We have got red zones. Now, we don't have only one red zone, different red zones. All over the places. All over the places. These days, you have to be careful. If you are driving and you see somebody want to give a person a lift, you don't know who you are giving a person a lift. Before you realize you are in big trouble. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Have you seen it? So they will come to church, okay, and things, but they will not imbibe the word of God. They will not live by the word of God. The Bible says that stay away from people like that. Did you hear me? Do you want to go to heaven? Do you love God better than the human being? Every human being was created by God. And if God says something, you've got to obey him. Amen. Yes. They are the kind who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Hey. Such women are forever following new teachings. That's what I said. We have heard that they are giving teaching here. Yeah, they are talking about the soul. They are talking about the mind. They are talking about, meanwhile, in their church, they are teaching powerful things. But they are moving all over the places. They are never able to understand the truth. Verse 8. These teachers oppose the truth just as James and Jambos oppose Moses. They have depraved minds and a counterfeit faith. Verse 9. But they won't get away with this for long. So there are things that when you do, you won't get away with it. Can I have an amen? Someday, everyone will recognize what fools they are. Just as James and Jambos were. James and Jambos withstood Moses and they were destroyed. So may you not be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. So we are talking about Jezebel. Someone say Jezebel. The spirit of Jezebel. So we are talking about warring against the spirit of Jezebel. Someone say war against the spirit of Jezebel. Amen. Now, who is Jezebel? A lot of times, when we talk about Jezebel, people just only relate it to a woman. But Jezebel is not just a woman. It operates in both men and women. The spirit of Jezebel, you see, Jezebel is a spirit. And as I go on, I want you to know that there's a difference between the person who Jezebel is using and the spirit of Jezebel. And what we are dealing with is warring against what? The spirit. Someone say the spirit. Yeah. So Jezebel operates against governments, against families, against businesses, against marriages. Now, if you don't understand this, how this spirit operates, and you are just a casual Christian, you become a casualty to it. This spirit brings forth abortion, lesbianism, witchcrafts, and it tries to silence the voice of apostles and prophets and men of God. What does it do? It breaks families and destroys churches and relationships. Can I have an amen? Now, who is Jezebel? Ask your friend, who is Jezebel? Now, Jezebel was the most wicked woman in the Bible. Very, very wicked and atrocious in her behavior. Someone say, wicked woman. Oh, say it again. Now, Jezebel's father was Ethbaal. Ethbaal, E-T-H-B-A-A-L. The king of the Zidonians. And she got married. Jezebel got married to Ahab, king of Israel. And she brought her idolatry to Israel to influence them and to control them. Now, anytime you hear the word Jezebel, Jezebel is a dominating spirit. She's an impudent, shameless, or morally unrestrained woman. She's an unrestrained woman. She's a scheming and shamelessly evil woman. She fostered the worship of Baal and tried to destroy the prophets of Israel. That is found in 1 Kings 18, 4 to 13. Now, like I told you, Jezebel is a daughter of Ethbaal, the king of the Zidonians. And you can find that in 1 Kings 16, 31. God married to Ahab. This marriage was the first time that a king of Israel had allied himself by marriage with a heathen princess. And this alliance was definitely a disastrous one. In history, Jezebel is known as being crafty, malicious, means that wicked, revengeful, and cruel. And she is the first instigator of persecution against the saints. She cared for 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah. So it means that she was somebody who really magnified idolatry. And one thing about the spirit of Jezebel is that Jezebel is a domineering spirit. Someone say it's a domineering spirit. Jezebel was married to Ahab. Ahab was a weak husband. Ahab was a passive husband. So he allowed anything to pass. Now, if you are head of any place, you must be strong. Not that you are pressing the people down, but you must stand for values and principles and do not allow for anything to happen. Can I have an amen? You know, when Eli did not control his children, God killed him early. And God said, you honored your sons more than me. When your sons were doing the wrong thing, you did not restrain them. And King Ahab did not restrain the wife. You see, every husband must be a priest, a prophet, and a king. Say it after me. Priest, prophet, king. PPK. Say PPK. Priest, prophet, and king. As a priest, he should be able to talk to God on behalf of the family. If you are going to marry any man and he doesn't know how to pray and he's not interested in prayer, forget it. Because your husband is supposed, you see, whoever is supposed to be the head of your life, you must learn to submit to the person. So, if you cannot submit to him because he doesn't pray, he doesn't know God, it's not only a matter of he has money to give you. He must be a priest to talk to God on behalf of the family. He must be a prophet to hear from God so that when your husband speaks, you know that God has spoken. And he must be a king that God rules the family through him by being sensitive to you and the needs of the family. I hope you are getting me. Good. Now, Jezebel, one thing Jezebel doesn't like is the word no. Anybody who says no to Jezebel, he clears him out. So if you are a friend to a Jezebel, and then a Jezebel is behaving this way, say no, you can't behave this way. Say you are no more my friend. You are an enemy. A Jezebel spirit is a controlling spirit and is a domineering spirit. Now, the spirit of Jezebel cannot enter a person, cannot get into a territory unless it has a legal right to enter a place. You see, you cannot go into a country unless you have a legal right. You must have a passport and a visa to the place. So the spirit of Jezebel enters into people because of legal rights. Someone say legal rights. So what are some of the things that, what are the entry points of Jezebel? How does the spirit of Jezebel enter into people? Number one, take note of this. It's a very serious thing. People exhibit this wicked trait of Jezebel, a domineering spirit. I told you that when Jezebel shows up by sexual immorality, Jezebel shows up by killing, and Jezebel shows up by idolatry. Idolatry is putting everything first before God. Anything that you put first before God is idolatry. And Jezebel was the one who introduced more idolatry during the husband's reign. Is that right? Good. Now, the first entry point of the spirit of Jezebel is unresolved emotional pain. Say it after me. Unresolved emotional pain. That means that if somebody has gone through a certain kind of pain that he has not dealt with, it opens the door for the spirit of Jezebel to come in. And what are some of the unresolved emotional pain? Where a person feels rejected. There are times that there are children who feel rejected. Is that right? And sometimes the rejection starts right from pregnancy. A wife gets pregnant, a woman gets pregnant. The moment he tells the husband, "I am pregnant," pray what? And gets upset. Now remember that the fetus is life. The baby in the womb is life. They actually came up with an experiment and put a machine in a womb of somebody, and they found out that every conversation that goes on outside, the baby picks it up. So when your wife is pregnant and you massage the tummy and say, "Hello, baby, hello," the baby feels love. And when you also say bad things, the baby also feels it. And when there's a lot of fighting and all those things, the baby also feels the animosity in the environment that is coming to. And I actually saw a situation where somebody got pregnant and the man was upset about the pregnancy. When the baby was born, I realized that the baby would always want to seclude itself somewhere and was always very detached and very, very, very emotional. Are you here with me? So when people have unresolved emotional, and as a person grew up, the person veered into some strange things, which because of social media, I cannot talk about. So where there's unresolved emotional pain, people go through rapes, certain abuses. Maybe they live with somebody and they abuse the person. You know, the person was being beaten up and all those things. And the person does not learn to forgive. And the person feels rejected. And remember that when Cain felt that his sacrifice had been rejected, he ended up becoming a murderer. So rejection, you see, sometimes you see certain people, even certain kids, and their misbehavior is all because, or even certain adults, is because of the fact that they were rejected. So you must accept me. So they do foolish things to be accepted. And realize that when you begin to show them a certain kind of love, then they stop their misbehavior. It's a certain spirit. The spirit of Jezebel enters into people because of unresolved emotional pain. Where there's anger, unforgiveness. Look at Absalom. When he couldn't forgive his brother for raping his half-sister, and was angry also with his father for not doing anything about it, he ended up killing his brother Amnon. Are you here with me? So unresolved, say unresolved emotional pain. It's very, very important for you to understand this, because if you don't understand it, You know, so the moment you remove the pain, the legal rights of this enemy is broken. So the moment you become a Christian, the moment that you are able to deal with the pain, and you do not, maybe there are people who don't even talk with their parents. There are people who are angry with their pastors. There are people, they come to church, but they are just there. They are just around. There are people, they are angry with their bosses. The unresolved emotional pain, the unresolved emotional pain causes them to become angry. See, when I was young, I went to a hospital. And whilst lying down, I was going through some excruciating pain. And I needed a bedpan. And then this nurse looked at me and said, "Shene Nimbi." She insulted me. The thing entered into me. And you know, after that, I didn't like nurses. I didn't want to go to hospital. I didn't want to have anything to do with nurses. So I got born again, saved, and that pain left my heart. Are you getting me? So it means that anytime that I had to meet a nurse, I became, angry. I didn't want to have anything to do with a nurse. So once I saw you with your green dress and then with the white around it, you are not my friend. I hope you're getting me. So, there was what? An emotional pain. But thank God, when I got rid of the emotional pain, I can now relate to them. And I'm taking care of people to go and study nursing. I'm paying their school fees. And I relate to them and I preach to them. I preach to nurses. I preach to medical people. I preach to all kinds of people. So if I had not resolved it, there's no way I would have accepted any nurse around me. Because anytime I see the nurse, it reminds me of something. But something can happen, but you see, you may not forget, but the pain in it can be taken away. That is forgiveness. So when there's an unresolved emotional pain, that's it. Hello? Some people say, "I can't forget the day my father slapped me. My father slapped me." And after that, you have become rebellious against fathers, against authority figures. So anything anybody calls father, you're angry. There was a boxer who was very ferocious. When he gets to the ring, he just parts and will batter his enemies. So some journalists, decided to interview him and say, "How come that when you get to the ring, you are such vicious in your fight?" Then he said, and they thought that he was going to say, I train very hard. I really want to win the fight." He said, "When we're growing up, our dad left our home, left us with mom, went through a lot of pain. I have a great hatred against men. And so when I see a man, great hatred against father, daddy, and I really want to punch him. So when I get to the ring, anybody fighting me, I felt my daddy's behavior was fighting my future, my progress, my joy. So when I meet any man in the ring, I beat him like I want to beat my daddy." Are you learning something today? Number two, dysfunctional family. When you come from a dysfunctional family, now what is a dysfunctional family? A dysfunctional family is a family that is characterized by conflicts, by misbehavior or abuse. So you see some families, conflicts, fighting, and all those, then you must know that there must be something wrong. No respect for authority. Everybody gets up and they do what they want to do. That's a dysfunctional family. Now, when you come from this dysfunctional family, in a family, the man is the head of the home and must be respected. Is that right? One of the ways to destroy a man's confidence And a leader's confidence is to disrespect the leader. The moment you disrespect a leader, you have emasculated the person. You have taken away his strength. You know, sometimes people say, I can't do anything because when I tell them, they don't obey me. My wife doesn't obey me. The people that you have put me in charge, they don't obey me. So respect is very, very important. Amen. Respect is very, very important. And so in the family, where the man is not respected, and you see, the man is supposed to be the head of the home, and yet it's the woman who is now domineering. The children don't obey that, but they listen to mommy. Mommy says, the moment mommy says, they are at it. When daddy says something, they don't mind him. That is a dysfunctional family. Amen. And you see that grandma controlled grandpa, mommy controlled daddy. You must know that something too is coming at you. You better look for deliverance. And that's why I'm teaching what I'm teaching you. I didn't have an amen. You don't like what I'm teaching you? Yeah. I'm still teaching. Can I have an amen? And remember that everybody is being used. Everybody that has been used, or anybody that has been used or is being used by the spirit of Jezebel. It's a very serious thing. Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel uses us against others, and the spirit of Jezebel actually controls others. So there are two things it does. Okay. Then the third is the generational curses. You know, the third is the generational curses. And if you look at Judah had a sexual weakness and went and slept with the daughter-in-law. And that spirit perpetuated till David's time, where David also went and then slept with Bathsheba. And after that, you will see David's children, Amnon, raping the half sister, Absalom also sleeping with their father's children. So you see that a certain something generational. So when you will see certain generational cases, so the entry point of Jezebel is unresolved emotional pain. Number two is what? Is what? Dysfunctional families. And number three, the generational curses. Are you learning something here? I said, are you learning something here? Yeah, I want to take my time. Amen. Tell somebody, take your time. Yeah, I want to take my time so that you can understand it. So don't think that you continue with your pain and nothing will happen. Anytime there's been a pain, resolve it. That's the reason why somebody hurts you. Go to the person and say, bro, this thing you said, this thing you did. You see, unfortunately, many of us, Africa, especially Ghanaians, we are very hypocritical. When something happens, the person you have to talk to, you don't talk to the person. And you keep skirting around and talking to others, destroy their mind, destroy whatever. And then you walk away and say, why? Why are you going? Well, I say, it's nothing. Personal reason. What's personal reason? You have been dealing personally with the person, but when there's an issue, you are walking away and say personal reason. What is that? You got to talk. Bible says when your brother offends you, go to him. Many of us, we don't live like Christians. And if you talk to him and he doesn't listen to you, he said, go and bring two or three people and witnesses. If he doesn't listen to them, take it to the church. Take the church doesn't mean go and tell everybody. That means that talk to the leadership of the church that this is what has happened. And if the person will not listen, then let the person go their way. But you don't talk to anybody, which is wrong. I didn't have an amen. Are you learning something here? And so you are walking around in the church with an unresolved pain. And it will affect you. Many years ago, a certain great man of God came to our church, not here, when I was an associate pastor. So, you know. And the pastor told a certain woman that he was going to help the woman. But because we realized that the woman had a need, we decided also as a church to help this person. Because you can't see your church member have a need and an outsider should be the one to come and you know, do it. Unfortunately, this pastor didn't honor his word. And we didn't know that he hadn't honored his word, but we had done our portion. About 2 years later, I was preaching a word and said, set a prisoner free. And then after preaching, the woman came to me and he said, Pastor, I set you free. And he said, for how long have you bound me? When I was, when did you imprison me? Said the prisoner free. I said, when did you imprison me? He said, 2 years ago when Pastor so-so and so came to the church. And I thought that he had given money, the money and whatever he would help to you. I said, oh, but this pastor has been coming here subsequently. Number two, we have his, you have his telephone number. So why wouldn't you call this person? And you assume that he has brought the thing and you are going through emotional pain. No wonder the business you were doing was not thriving. Things were not doing well. I was sending people, interestingly enough, I was sending people there to go and be praying. And it was not working because you, what you break will break you. You break spiritual law, the spiritual law will break you. Until she herself came and I said, you made a big mistake. For 2 years, if I'm preaching to you, then what lessons were you receiving? Because you always come to sit in the church with an emotional pain. Okay. Now the question comes up. Are you here with me? What? How can you identify the spirit of Jezebel? What is the assignment of Jezebel? Ask your friend, what's the assignment of Jezebel? Number one, that Jezebel undermines God's set authority. The king of Israel, Ahab, was a king, and yet Jezebel was the one who was ruling. So you can find in a system that the boss is there, but there's somebody behind who is manipulating. There's somebody behind who is trying to control. That's a Jezebelic spirit. Hello? It's not a man who is in charge, it's a woman who is in charge. It's not the managing director who is in charge, it's somebody else who is in charge. That's a spirit of Jezebel. We are not saying that wives should not give advice, they shouldn't do things, they are partners. But whatever the final decision of the family is, the man must give his assent. Are you getting me? God has blessed people with various ideas. You work with people, they can have various ideas, but the person should not push it on you. So the moment, and if you want to test a Jezebelic spirit, just say yes to them, no to the person, and see the reaction. When a reaction of the person is repulsive, they gave an advice, they gave something, and you didn't do it, and you said no, and you find out that the person is angry and being repulsive, that's the spirit of Jezebel at work. Hello? Yeah. Number two. So the spirit of Jezebel craves for authority. Someone said, craves for authority. Number two, Jezebel destroys manhood and priesthood. Yeah. The spirit of Jezebel will emasculate you and take away your priesthood. Revelation 1, 5 and 6 says that we have been made priests and kings unto God. You see, this LGBTQ is a very strong, is very strong because there's a Jezebel spirit behind it. Yeah. There's a Jezebel, ruling spirit. This spirit operates in families, in churches, in businesses, and it reduces the man to nothing. So in a home where the man has been reduced to nothing, in a government where a president is not a president but others are controlling, it's a Jezebel spirit. Amen? Oh, sometimes there can be people that somebody is sitting there. Simpakrachi, Otoha. But he's not in charge. But other people are in charge and they are controlling. They are controlling by a Jezebelic spirit. Amen? So, this spirit of Jezebel makes sure that the man is not the head. It's either the woman or the children who dictate things. Number three, The spirit of Jezebel hates fatherhood. Now, father represents God, pater, that's a source. So, in a family where there is no fatherhood, in a place where there's no father, we should always everywhere be able to say that in an institution, this is the father of the institution, this is the father of the house. Amen. And be given special treatments. Amen. The father of a nation, the father of a school, the father of this. Fathers must be recognized. But the Jezebel spirit made sure that the fathers are not, there's no father. And if there is no father, listen to me. If there's no father, then there is no inheritance. Because it takes fathers to give birth. So the spirit of Jezebel will make sure that whatever is doing, there's no perpetuity, there's no continuity. You cannot continue with it. So they will shunt it. When men are killed, you see, in communities where there are few men, yeah, and the men are emasculated, when they are castrated men cannot give birth. And the spirit of Jezebel made sure that the men are castrated. They are no more men. There's no release of testosterone. What makes them men is taken away. Amen? Oh, your amen is weak. I know I'm fighting some spirits because it's a spirit. It's a spiritual warfare. So don't worry. So they talk about this dad thing. He said, daddy is coming. Which daddy? Papa is coming. Stop saying papa, papa. What's papa? No. God represents himself in communities, in homes, in institutions, through the father of the place. He's those are the source. So in a place where there is no father, you watch it. Oftentimes, when in a family, when the father and their kids, when the father travels, is not around, you see that the children easily fall in. And then there's a lot of chaos in a family where as they're growing up and then the father all of a sudden passes. You will see that, you see, you never know the importance of a father till he passes. Then you will see that, hey, we have lost something in the family. Number 4, Jezebel's spirit stops the supernatural. He doesn't want the supernatural of God to flow. So he fights spirituality in the church and tries to suck people out of the church. Yeah. Are you the only person that the church belongs 24/7? You are in the church. You are, why? Is the church yours? Yeah, the church is yours. Because you are part. What is the church? It's not a building. All of us together form the church. Anybody that tries to stop your spirituality and tries to disconnect you from God, the spirit of Jezebel is at work. Anybody, oh, let's go check. Oh, no. Give our tithes. Tithe for what? Mean I mean come me tithe, not so fondy. Like you see, you go on social media and all those kind of foolish things go on. But Bible says, bring ye the tithe. I will open unto you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Thank God for hard work, but it's not hard work alone that makes you successful. It's the hand of God. Amen. Bible says, unless the Lord builds, the labor in vain that builds. Am I teaching you something here? Number 5, he stops the movement of God. So if there's any move of God that is going on, people are there, people are trying to come to pray, people are trying to do things, then he finds a way to stop it. Number 6, he silences and kills prophets and apostles. That's the servant of God. Jezebel tried to kill the servants of God. So anybody who does anything to try to silence men of God or the prophet of God or a man of God to be able to do his work well. You know, sometimes you can be so accused that you don't feel like going to even come and go and say anything. See, one day, a certain pastor that I know, The people disrespected him so much, never honored him, to the extent that he didn't want to get to his own church. He traveled for close about 3 months. I had to call him and say, please come. And I spoke to the church people. I said, you have not honored the pastor. You have not respected your pastor very well. And you see, any time that a person is disrespected, his authority is taken away. His strength is taken away. And he cannot do. Even Jesus. Bible says in Mark 6, when the people became familiar with him and did not honor him, he could not. Not that he wouldn't. He could not do many miracles. He could not. Are you here with me? He could not. Someone say he could not. Hallelujah. And so, anytime you feel like silencing your man of God, and you get into meetings to fight, your man of God, fight a leader, is a spirit of a Jezebel, where you are throwing vicious words, lies. And I want to say this, your leader is not a saint. When I say a saint, what I'm trying to say is that I know spiritually we are saints, but it means that he's not immaculate. He's a human being. That's why it's called, even as a pastor, it's called man of God. So there's a man part and there's a God part. So as you also make mistakes, there's even a tendency that he could even make mistakes. Amen. When Samuel was going to anoint David, he went to Jesse's house. He saw Eliab and Co. He said, hey! What a giant. This one will be the nice king of Israel. He was making a mistake. A whole prophet of God. But God said, you are mistaken. Can I have an amen? So, a father can... our physical father, don't they do things that we are not happy about? But always remember this. In your relationship with anybody, don't only look at the personality, but the position. Relate with the person based on his position. And because of the position of the person, you must become restrained at your behavior. How can you get up and, excuse me to say, you are dealing with this noble, elder citizen, and then you meet him and you say, if you misbehave, he has said something, so I will slap you. You are already under a curse. Or even attempt, and then somebody holds their hands. No matter how he upsets you, for the sake of his position, you must be restrained. That is why even in our culture and tradition, you see that when people, children are having all kinds of discourses, they say that the child is not supposed to raise his mouth. It's not because we are gagging the child, but we don't want the child to say something to cross a line, because there's a tendency that you cross a line, and when you cross a line, God will be against you. Are you here with me? So it's not a matter of your emotions, it's about what the word of God is detecting. He said, my right, child right, child whatever. We don't behave that way. Please, are you listening to me? So, as I'm teaching, listen, they can pour gallons of oil on you and prophesy whatever prophecy, your life will amount to nothing. Put the scripture there. The one who dishonors a father, he said, vultures will pluck your eyes out. Yes. Vultures will pluck. So do not just, don't allow a Jezebelic spirit to influence you. Can I have an amen? Are you learning something here? Quickly. Number 7. She establishes her own authority. It wants to have its own control. So they want to control you. They establish their own authority. So in the church, you find some people undermining the authority of the church in the institution, at the workplace. Some people are trying to set up their own authority. Number 8, shuts down true worship to the living God. You see, Israel was worshiping the true God. Shuts down true worship to the living God. Israel was worshiping the true God, Yahweh, Jehovah. And when Jezebel came, he wanted them now to worship the God of Baal and Asherah. Are you getting me? So anybody who tries to turn your attention. Listen, anybody say something has happened, let's go to some place. Do not go to any place. You are going to attract witchcraft spirits, evil spirits. And from today, do not just go to places and submit your head. Because whoever lays hands on you impacts the spirit that is in him. And not everybody who calls himself a man of God or they are doing church means that the foundation of the church, the thing is Christ. So your hands are laid on you, and later you find out that you are now becoming to misbehave. You are never the same. Because by the laws of reflexology, all your body organs have nerve endings in your hands and your feet. So it means that when you touch something, you have touched a person with your life. So the kind of life that is in you, you impart it. That is why spiritual gifts are also imparted by an anointed man of God. And when he also lays hands, the spirit of God in him is released. And when somebody also has an offensive, foul, immoral spirit of a Jezebel, he releases it into your life. Hello? And even listening to them, Ezekiel 2:2, and the spirit entered into me whilst he spake unto me. So who is speaking to you? Number 9, they still, so it shuts down what? Number 8, shuts down true what? Worship. John 4:23, the time has come that the true worshipper should worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So the spirit of Jezebel goes after the musicians. And then the people who are in charge of sound. A lot of times in many churches, you see that music department, there's a lot of problem. And it started from right from the devil. He was in charge of music. Lucifer. Yeah. He was in charge of music. So a lot of times, and you see, music, when you are into music and co, you become attractive. Are you getting me? You become attractive. You look famous. People seem to like you. And something can get into your head. And if you are anybody doing anything in the church, don't concentrate only on that. Concentrate on your relationship with God first. Else you become a performer and you have no... That's why Jesus said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. And he says that, did we not do A, B, C, D? Did you not cast out demons in your name? He said, go away from me. I did not know you. Because you didn't have a relationship with God. So, in fact, when you come to church and you are doing things and you don't get into the word of God and in prayer, you rather be used by the devil. Are you here with me? Because you become carnal. What you are doing, you should be able to do it by the Spirit of God. And you can only do it by the Spirit of God when the Word of God is influencing you. So where there's no Word of God influencing you, then another spirit will begin to use you in the midst of trying to work for God. That is when you begin to complain. And we are swimming, and nobody's doing this, and as I'm doing this, nobody recognizes me. When Bible says, when you have done all your service, say, I am an unprofitable servant. Do not look for clapping. Do not look for appreciation. Do not look for anything. If you appreciate it, praise God. But do not look for it. Because when you look for it and you don't get it, you'll be disappointed. And when you are disappointed, that's when you begin to have an emotional pain. And when there's an emotional pain, what will happen? A Jezebelic spirit will come to you. And you become domineering and you misbehave. So it takes away true worship by affecting the musicians. We don't like the kind of songs we are singing. We don't like the praise and worship leader. We don't like this. Jezebel. Someone say Jezebel. Someone say, Number 9. They steal and destroy your legacy. They steal. Jezebel steals and destroys your legacy. He steals and destroys legacy. That means that you are not able to raise children. Both physical and spiritual. You are not able to raise children. When the spirit of Jezebel comes into the family, you, the father and the mother, you are not able to raise your children. They become very disrespectful, very arrogant. They behave anyway. You can't instruct. You can't give it. It's the spirit of Jezebel. Very rebellious. Are you here with me? So when you see that your children are becoming very recalcitrant, Very what?
Recalcitrant.
I'm just joking. Very rebellious. You have to, and the time you must start dealing with your children is when they are young. You see, Bible says folly is in the heart of a child. That means that every child has foolishness, and we are children of God, so God can also see the foolishness in our hearts. And he said the rod of correction will drive it far away. So you do not, I told you, a dysfunctional family is a family where there's misbehavior, there's abuse, and people do things anyhow. You should not allow your house for your children to do things anyway, anyhow. The rod of correction is talking about the stamping of authority. Must work. Do the dishes. I don't feel like doing the dishes. I'll do it yourself. No more. You do it now. You do it now. Get up. Do it now. If you do not do that, the child will grow up, go to the workplace, and behave the same way. I've seen people like that. They were growing up, their mothers never controlled them. In fact, the father was not there. And the mother was allowing things to happen anyhow. And never be able to maintain a job. I knew somebody, almost every 6 months, 1 year, has to change a job, change a job, change a job. And when you check up, you see that every time he goes to any place, he's quarreling with the people over there. Cannot be corrected. Cannot be advised. Any person that cannot be corrected and cannot be advised, the spirit of Jezebel is at work. The spirit of Jezebel says, leave me alone. Are you here with me? Spirit of Jezebel says, you didn't treat me well. No sex. Spirit of Jezebel says, I don't like what you are saying. You didn't speak for me. No cooking for you. I won't talk to you. I won't mind you. There are people like that. Give you a cold shoulder. Cold shoulder. So you are the man. And men need food. They need wache. They need banku and fetre. And men need sex. Not that men want sex. Men need sex. Say, men need food. Look, so you are, look at the men. Look at the men. Look at the men. Look at that. You are acting like you don't like what I'm talking about. Eric, why have you bowed down your head? Don't you want food? Men need. Don't they want to? Men, they need. So I say, men need. Men need. Charlie, why have you done your face like I'm sinning? Look at me. What do you mean? I'm a holy man of God. Hallelujah. Men need food. Amen. That is why it's very important that in the home there must be food. If there's no food in the house, the man will go out to go and look for food. Number two, men need sex for the expression of their testosterone. Hallelujah. So you don't know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So you don't see the reason why somebody signs all over there. But like they say, you look at the girl's face. She's doing something that touches the heart. Of the man. Samson says, she pleases me well. Your husband should be able to say, she pleases me well. I think all the men, you have to bring me an offering. Hallelujah! But it's because of the fact that you are not on her side. And say, the thing you are doing is not good. You say, you have left me. You didn't want me. So, and you know the women, because of your mother, so you didn't speak for me, Because of this fianga girl, because of your friend, because of your colleague at work, the manipulating spirits are there. And because of that, he said, no food. You go and you get there, and sometimes you have put the plate there, everything covered, and you think that you open. You are tricky. You have gone, and you think that there's something inside. Hey, your usual drink or something. This time you lift it and it's very light. You open it, say, ooh. Someone say, ooh. Jezebel says, because you didn't do what I like, you said no to me. I also said no to you. I'm going to fight you. I will destroy you. Are you here with me? One girl got upset with a wife and with a husband. Eh? And then he said, the husband was a pastor. He said, you know what? I will destroy your ministry. Oh, yes. He said, I will destroy your ministry. I'll destroy your ministry. Anybody who has an intention to destroy the work of God, your life will be destroyed. No matter how offended you are and go, do not go on the tangent of fighting. God said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You will die and you'll be buried. You think a person becomes a man of God just because he read the Bible? God calls and God anoints and God commissions and God appoints him. And he has the backing of God. The president has the backing of God. The prime minister has the backing of God. That means that with all the authority of the state behind him. And when a man of God becomes a man of God and called by God and is walking by the principles of the word of God, heaven is backing the person. And you are not the one to put him down. That's why when Jezebel rose against God's people, the end result was that Jezebel was thrown from a place, a story building, crashed to the ground. She died, and the horses just trampled on her, and dogs came and licked her blood. The end result is that your blood will be licked. Even your blood will be licked. Can't have an amen. Never ever get the way of God. Never ever get the way of God to fight the work of God, to destroy the work of God, to destroy an institution. Never do that. When this girl said, I'll finish you, he was not happy with her husband. I'll finish you. Then the person, senior pastor, thank God, was a wise man. He said, you want to finish him? That's my spiritual son. It's me you are coming to face. The same way when you say, I'm going to finish this person, God said, you are coming to face me. Hallelujah. He steals and destroys the legacy. He fights the church so that the church cannot perpetuate. So they do things to drive people away from the church, so that as you are training people, so they will continue to do the work of the ministry and another level of leadership and another level. Every time they do things to scatter the people. That is what we're talking about, the legacy. When we say somebody has a legacy, means there's something that is there to be seen. So they destroy you such that there's nothing to be seen. They will destroy you that you cannot have a house. Every time you are confused, they destroy. They will use all your money for the thing they do in your face. What's the name? Makeups. One makeup, 500 CDs. Every month, you have to do makeup. If you don't do makeup, the week you don't supply money for makeup. No smelling, no smiling, no food, no sex. Then the most painful thing to a man, you see, a man's legacy is important. In fact, everybody's legacy is very important, to draw the love of the children away from a man. To pull the children. And unfortunately, many people with the spirit of legacy will always draw the heart of a person's children from the man unto themselves and unto other things. You are a wicked person. It's a spirit of Jezebel. If you have an issue with your husband, deal with it. Don't bring the children into it. And even when you are talking to your husband, know that this is your husband. And when you are talking to your wife, know that this is your wife. If you are talking to an authority figure, know that this is an authority figure. Anybody you are dealing with, ask yourself, who is this man to me? And before I became angry and upset, how was I relating with him? Don't get angry and then one day you throw every relationship into the bin. Don't bang doors. You may need to go through them. The same doors you bang, you may need to go through them again. Can I have an amen? Then finally, in fact, so what they do is that they destroy the children by spiritually contaminating them. They steal. John 10:10. The devil comes what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. They come to what? To contaminate. And remember that it is not just the church that gives anointing, it's the fathers. When you are in a family, the family doesn't just give you an inheritance. It's a father who gives you an inheritance. It's a father who says, I have land here. I've got this here. I've got this here. And they give to you. That's why your relationship with your father must be very important. So anybody that wants to disconnect you from a father is disconnecting you from the help of God and the blessings of God. And it's a Jezebel spirit. When they say, oh, don't mind the church. Don't mind the pastor. Don't mind that place. Don't mind. One day somebody left church and went to another place. Then later, after some time, he said, he didn't know that there are potholes everywhere. There are potholes everywhere. Number 10, it destroys your identity. It destroys your identity. It changes who you are. So when a Jezebel spirit is influencing you, it changes you from who you are. You used to be happy, going very bubbly. Then you turn into a sour personality. Yeah. You used to be a nice person. Oh, hello, how are you? You used to sit in front of the middle. Now you want to go and sit at the far back there. When you come to a church, you used to smile. You used to say, hallelujah, praise God. Now you say, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like a British cow. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. No emotions, nothing. The spirit of Jezebel is influencing your thought. The spirit, it destroys your what? Identity. The Jezebel spirit destroys your who really you are, your identity in the church. And finally, it undermines kingdom authority. Undermines what? Kingdom authority. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. For today, I haven't finished my message at all. Hallelujah. It undermines what? Romans, kingdom authority. Ah, Yamahakatash. Yeah? He says, you see, a kingdom authority. Absalom said, Romans chapter 13 from verse number 1. Absalom said, if I were to be, he said, let every soul be subject unto who? Unto what? The higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Another version, please. Another version. Maybe NLT or... You know. Everyone must submit to what? Governing what? Authorities. That's why there's government. Hallelujah. So in the house, there's government. In the government of the home, the man is the head. In the government of a nation, it's either a king or a queen or a president or a prime minister. In the church, it is the pastor who is the governing authority over there by God, set by God. Everyone must submit to governing authority. All authority comes from. And so those in positions of authority have been placed there by. So the husband has been placed there by God. Wife has been placed there by. At the workplace, your boss is placed there by. And in the church, your pastor has been placed there by. So verse 2, look at it. Verse 2 says that anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. Amen. Jezebel's spirit should not be tolerated. Hallelujah. When you're at the workplace, you give instruction and the person is not doing it, say, out. Out. You are no more serving here. The person squeezes their face, say, you organize your face or you're out. You are no more part of this. We don't want the Jezebel spirit. We don't want an evil spirit to control us. Because your face will influence others. Your words will influence others. Your spirit will influence others. We don't want a coarse spirit. We want sweet spirits to operate in a place. Absalom said, if I were made a king.
Oh, come. You. Woo.
He said, no, no, no. You don't need to come. I'm coming there myself. You see, the king would have asked that you should come there. But you see, as a king, me, if I were to be the king, I'll be coming to you. And I'll take your hand. And I said, ha, Absalom. Hey. Hello, baby. No, hello, baby. They say, look at you. Man, the king has not noticed how nice you are. Me, I can see when people are there. Hey, you, hey, young lady. Man, they didn't notice how you sang, eh? Me bow 10. Hey, stealing the hearts of the people, stealing, undermining authority. When you see anybody like that trying to criticize a leader, there's no love. No love. He doesn't love us. When your father corrects you, it doesn't mean he doesn't love you. Ask my children. When they were young, when they misbehaved, I didn't like beating children, but when my thing comes, and then I give them and they are, I give them one or two, and they are crying. They say, then after that I say, I love you. Hey, daddy, I won't do that again. They know that I love them. They know I love them. Every one of you, I love you. In fact, if I don't talk your matter, you see, now a Jezebel spirit is a spirit that operates in such a way that a father is afraid to talk about his matter. Anytime that you are not bold enough, take note of this. If you run any institution and you are afraid to correct anybody, this person is operating by a spirit that the person must leave the place. Because you are afraid that the moment you talk, the person will rebut. The person will get angry. The person will start fomenting an opposition and fighting you. Let the person leave. Many years ago, when our kids were young, we used to try and get some helpers to come, house help. We got somebody from an agency to come. And then she used to work for some whites and was cooking and was without dishing their food. And she wanted to control her home and to come and cook the food and be dishing. She would determine what we would come and dish our food. I said, you can't come from your house and come and control our house and dish our food and all the. Mommy said, no. You can't. I said, no, you can't come and be the one to cook what you want to us to eat and dish out what we have to eat. So are you the employer, or we are the employers? I said, out. She had an agenda. Are you here with me? She had an agenda. When I was building, I put somebody in the building place. Anytime you go there, the guy has squeezed their face. I built my house, put roof over you, everything. When I come, I give you money as well. I don't know you from Adam. You are not my relations. I only showed you kindness to stay there. Not knowing you, the girl that she says was the sister was a girlfriend. The next moment, she had impregnated the girl. And things that I used to go and keep in the house was stealing the things and selling the things. Oh, yes. You see, but the funny part was that anytime we go there, I mean, listen, whether you are the whatever, so long as your boss or a senior comes, you must greet a person. Courtesy for boys and girls, that's what we're trained. You don't say, he came to meet me, so he has to greet me. Yes, you out of courtesy, you may greet, but the younger one must learn to greet. That's why when we go to school, in school, anybody who attended a proper school and a good school under good administration, the children are taught that when a teacher comes, or a visitor even comes, they get up and say, good morning, sir. Why are they doing that in your school? If they are not doing that in your school, then it was not a good school. You have to go and attend a better school. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed? From today, we curse every Jezebelic spirit. Any spirit that takes over authority, that does not make you feel like a man. Amen. And brings disorderliness. Anybody that brings disorderliness in a home. And like I told you, where you cannot correct. You see, a leader, an employer must be able to hire and fire. So where you are afraid to talk about somebody, there must be a spirit. And when they talk about you, you must receive it and check your life. Where was I wrong? And don't squeeze your face at the person and think that the person doesn't like you, but rather accept the correction. There are some leaders, they won't say anything, but the next moment, they would have sacked you. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm not out of where today, but I am out of time. Hallelujah. Next week, God willing, I'll be talking about the characteristics of a person who is influenced by the Jezebel spirit. And after that, I will then talk about the weapons of Jezebel. And then I will talk, after talking about the weapons, I will talk about the weapons of Jezebel. Amen. And then how to deal or overcome Jezebel. So we have three portions. So today is just only the introduction. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So we're going to pray very shortly. Jezebel is a domineering spirit. Number one, he undermines set authority. Number two, he destroys manhood and priesthood. Number three, he hates fatherhood. Number four, he stops the supernatural. Number five, stops the movement of God. Number six, silences and kills servants of God and authority figures. Number seven, establishes their own authority. Number eight, shuts down true worship. So he's not involved in a worship. Number nine, steals and destroys your legacy. Number ten, destroys your identity. Anytime you take anybody to your children somewhere, when the children come back, they don't like you again. It's a Jezebel. You took them to your cousin to somewhere, they came back and they don't like you again. Your children don't like you again. Your spiritual children don't like you again. They like somebody else. Your own child doesn't like you again. It's a serious thing. And number 10, destroys your identity. And number 11, undermines kingdom authority. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. In the spirit of Jezebel.
In the spirit of Jezebel.
That has found its entry.
Found its entry.
Into my life.
Into my life.
Through unresolved emotional pain.
Through unresolved emotional pain.
I come against you.
I come against you.
I uproot you in Jesus' name.
I uproot you in Jesus' name.
I pray the healing of my heart.
I pray the healing of my heart.
Any abuses.
Any abuses.
And rejection.
And rejections.
That I've been through.
That I've been through.
Today.
Today.
I overpower you.
I overpower you.
Any evil words.
Any evil words.
That were spoken to me.
That were spoken to me.
That has made me,
that has made me
to become angry,
to become angry,
and to walk under the influence,
and to walk under the influence
of a Jezebelic spirit.
Of a Jezebelic spirit.
I destroy your influence.
I destroy your influence.
I come against,
the entry point,
of dysfunctional families.
Of dysfunctional families.
Anything that has been negative,
anything that has been negative
in my family,
in my family,
that wants to find its way,
that wants to find its way
into my life,
into my life,
and into my home,
and into my home.
I reject that.
I reject that.
any evil thing from my father's house,
my father's house,
and my mother's house,
and my mother's house,
and my community,
and my community,
I oppose you.
I destroy your impact.
And any generational curses,
any generational curses,
any bad attitudes,
any bad attitudes,
ill wishes,
ill wishes,
ill desires,
ill desires,
negative oppressions,
negative oppressions,
that has been happening,
that has been happening
from generation to generation,
from generation to generation,
today,
today
I declare that my life is hidden in Christ,
that my life is
and seated,
and seated
in the heavenly places,
heavenly places,
far above,
far above
all principality,
all principality
and power,
and powers,
I stand against you.
Say,
my Father, my God,
my Father, my God,
I come before you,
I come before you,
and I acknowledge that,
and I acknowledge that
I've been used,
I've been used
by that spirit,
by that spirit.
I'm under the control,
I'm under the control
of that spirit,
of that spirit.
I repent.
And repent.
But from today,
I take up
my position as a priest of the house,
as a father,
as a mother,
as a
business person,
as a leader
of my institution, and I enforce the victory of Christ on the cross of Calvary. I plead the blood of Jesus, and I cancel the handwritings of the ordinances of the enemy against my life. Every handwriting of Jezebelic spirit, I rebuke you. Every domineering spirit, any spirit that wants to dominate me, dominate my home, I overcome you in the name of Jesus. Say, now I enforce the victory of Christ. I renounce every spirit of Jezebel in my life. Say, Jezebel, come out from my life. Come out from my family. Come out from my church. I remove every pain. Where's Jezebel of praise? And I command you in the name of Jesus, Jezebel spirit, come out and get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Now lose yourself in prayer. Open your mouth. Lose yourself in prayer. The Jezebel spirit that doesn't want you to build a house. The Jezebel spirit that doesn't want you to progress. The Jezebel spirit that doesn't want you to have a successful marriage. Wants to destroy your marriage. Hey, you are God that love and God that bear the hand. Every Jezebel spirit that wants to destroy your marriage, wants to destroy your home, come against that in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
open your mouth. Open your mouth. Come to God. The Jezebel spirit that wants to destroy your business, wants to destroy your children. For that your children will not listen to you. Wants to destroy your legacy. The destroyer of legacy.
Destroyer
of businesses,
we
come against you right now in the name of Jesus. Say,
devil,
you will not take my children. Say,
devil,
you will not take my children.
Devil,
you will not take my husband.
Devil,
you will not take my wife.
Devil,
you will not take my family.
Devil,
you will not take our church.
Every
sweep, we sweep out,
we sweep out,
we sweep out.
Say,
I sweep out. I sweep out the spirit of Jezebel
out
from my life,
out
from my family,
out
from our church,
out
from our business,
in
the name of Jesus.
Oh, Yakadaraba Shakaraba,
oh, Babaraba Shakaraba, come on, open your
mouth.
2 minutes more, 2 minutes more. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Elahadaha. The Mandala Baba. Whatever for my father, whatever for my mother, I overcome you by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus. Whatever for my father and for my mother, I overpower you. In the name of Jesus. Adolo here. Abondo 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 here. Pray. The Jezebel spirit at your workplace. The Jezebel spirit at your workplace. Anybody that is being used by the spirit of Jezebel to fight you at your workplace, come and find them. The spirit of Jezebel fighting you at your workplace. The spirit of Jezebel fighting your children in the school to make them rebellious. Overcome them. The spirit of Jezebel, we overpower you. In the name of Jesus. Oh.
to the Lord. Lift a voice. Talk to the Lord. Lift a voice. Talk to the Lord. Lift a voice. Talk to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hey. Lift a hand like this, your finger, and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You spirit of Jezebel.
You spirit of Jezebel.
I address you.
I address you.
In the name of the Lord of hosts.
In the name of the Lord of hosts.
I declare to you.
I declare to you.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Filled with the spirit of God.
Filled with the spirit of God.
God resides in my house.
Wherever I am.
God resides there.
God resides there.
My body.
My body.
Is the temple.
Is the temple.
Of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I resist you from having an influence
in my family.
You shall not take over
the life of my family.
You shall not take over
my husband.
You shall not influence me. And you shall not use me. Today, you have been exposed to me. You will not use me. And I will also not be used
against anybody
in my family,
in my church,
in my institution.
Now,
I address you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Leave my family alone. Leave my husband alone. Leave my wife alone. Leave my children alone.
Get out.
Any Jezebel
spirit
being used at my workplace
and around me,
I employ the fire of God, the lightnings of God, and the thunderings of God
against you.
Any Jezebel spirit that wants to stop
my progress,
my promotion,
my preservation,
that wants to introduce to me
false worship,
idolatry,
promiscuous life,
sexual immorality,
and murders.
Today, in the name of Jesus,
I curse your
way, I destroy your influence, and I command you
out
from my mind,
from my heart,
from my home,
from my business,
from my family. And now I
prophesy
the grace of God,
the glory of God,
the peace of God,
the provision of God,
the goodness of God
to come into my life.
I am in Zion.
I possess my possessions.
I walk in deliverance.
I walk in deliverance.
I walk in holiness.
And whatever belongs to me,
I receive it.
Say,
according to Ezekiel
chapter 21,
verse 27,
I overturn,
overturn,
and overturn.
I overrule,
overrule,
and overrule.
Any power
of Jezebel,
I overpower it,
overpower it,
overpower it.
And I ask
that
only the power of God,
only the glory of God,
only the hand of God
will rule
my life,
my family,
my business,
my home,
in the name of Jesus.
Say,
as an author,
as a spiritual person,
anybody,
operating
with the spirit of Jezebel,
I expel
that spirit
from me.
I suck that spirit
from my environment,
and I walk
in the joy of the Lord,
in the authority of the Lord,
in the goodness of the Lord,
and in the glory of the Lord,
in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
You will build your house.
Amen.
You will live to see your children.
Amen.
And your children's children.
Amen.
Your children will not rebel against you. Your children will salute you.
Amen.
I said they will salute you.
Amen.
They will love you.
Amen.
You will leave a legacy.
Amen.
He will not destroy it.
Amen.
No judgment will destroy your home.
Amen.
He will not destroy your marriage.
Amen.
I said he will not destroy your marriage.
Amen.
He will not destroy your family.
Amen.
He will not destroy it.
Amen.
He will not destroy your children.
Amen.
He will not destroy your parents.
Amen.
He will not destroy your business.
Amen.
He will not destroy your Christian
Amen.
Life. You will stay
Amen.
Strong.
Amen.
You will stay committed.
Amen.
You will be in the house of God.
Amen.
You will love God.
Amen.
You will serve God.
Amen.
Today,
Amen.
As an apostle of the Lord, I speak order
Amen.
Into your home.
Amen.
Order
Amen.
Into your family.
Amen.
Order
Amen.
Into your children's
Amen.
Life. I declare the glory of God. May the Lord turn your story around
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the Jezebel spirit, delay your blessings. Delay your blessings.
Yes.
We suck them up.
Amen.
May your blessing come quicker.
Amen.
Quicker than you thought.
Amen.
In the position.
Amen.
Some of you must be in some positions.
Amen.
But a Jezebel is swapping you.
Amen.
We remove the Jezebel.
Amen.
We remove the Jezebel.
Amen.
We remove the Jezebel.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I curse.
I can hear the spirit of assassination.
Jesus.
The spirit of assassination.
Jesus.
Assassination means to be killed before your time.
Jesus.
Untimely death.
Jesus.
Anybody with appointment with death.
Jesus.
We cancel it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
With the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We cancel it.
Amen.
We destroy its impact now.
Jesus.
In the arrow.
Jesus.
Aluma haku rataya.
Jesus.
Let it turn back into the camp.
Amen.
Whatever that was released against you, back into the camp of the sender. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now I pray that may the sword of the Lord,
Jesus.
I see the sword of the Lord.
Amen.
May the sword of the Lord
Amen.
Move into the air.
Amen.
May the sword of the Lord
Amen.
Move under the seas.
Amen.
May the sword of the Lord
Amen.
Get under the air.
Amen.
May the sword of the Lord
Amen.
Get into your community.
Amen.
May the sword of the Lord,
Amen.
The sword of the Lord
Amen.
Deal with every enemy action
yes.
set against you.
Amen.
The sword of the Lord
Jesus.
May it penetrate your family right now.
Amen.
Every spirit of assassination,
Jesus.
Lord, may all those people be exposed,
Amen.
Expelled,
Amen.
And exterminated.
Amen.
The Lord is telling me that some people are smiling with you,
Jesus.
But they are drawing you into a corner to destroy you.
Jesus.
Today, in Jesus' name,
Amen.
I decree that may the Lord let you escape from them.
Amen.
They wanted to assassinate Paul.
Jesus.
So they were planning that when they were passing him through some place, the people fasted and prayed
Jesus.
That they will not stop the fasting until Paul was killed. But his nephew heard of it.
Jesus.
And they didn't let them pass the way they wanted to kill him. From today, may you not pass the way of your assassination.
Amen.
May God let you escape the traps of the enemy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
Let there be a spiritual diversion.
Amen.
God said, I'll give men for your life.
Jesus.
Whoever wants to finish you.
Jesus.
Diviner's money.
Jesus.
Where people have gone to pay some things in exchange for your life to destroy you. May it catch fire.
Amen.
May it catch fire.
Amen.
May they never be able to use that thing.
Amen.
Wherever their name is mentioned,
Jesus.
May the power of the Holy Ghost strike those places.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oloma hakatayash.
Jesus.
I pray for grace.
Jesus.
Grace for ease.
Amen.
Wherever you used to struggle to do things,
Jesus.
May the Lord bring you ease.
Amen.
Ease to marry.
Amen.
When you are going to give birth,
Jesus.
Give birth with ease.
Amen.
Your business, do it with ease.
Amen.
When you are learning, learn with ease.
Amen.
The grace for ease.
Amen.
The power of God to come upon you.
Amen.
And the Lord to turn your story around.
Amen.
From today, receive a visitation.
Jesus.
Receive helpers.
Jesus.
May God send angels unto
Jesus
you.
Name.
May God send angels unto
Jesus
you. May the fire, according to Zechariah 2:5, may you be surrounded by the fire of God.
Amen.
Fire.
Amen.
Take fire.
Amen.
Receive fire.
Amen.
Receive fire.
Amen.
Fire. The fire of the Lord. Receive fire.
Amen.
Fire. The Lord causes fire to surround you.
Amen.
Angels to surround you.
Amen.
His glory to surround you.
Amen.
And may you enter your inheritance.
Amen.
And may you possess your possessions.
Amen.
May you build your houses.
Amen.
What they said you cannot do,
Jesus.
Now we reverse it.
Amen.
May you do it.
Amen.
May you buy your new cars.
Amen.
May you work the works of God.
Amen.
May you build the houses.
Amen.
May you be able to travel.
Amen.
May you be able to go for holidays.
Amen.
And may the work of your hands flourish.
Amen.
May the Lord beautify you.
Amen.
New joy.
Amen.
New peace.
Amen.
New promotion.
Amen.
New honor.
Amen.
Receive it.
Receive
right
it
now.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Precious name.
Amen.
Bless them, God.
Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
Amen.
Bless them, Lord. 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 Let them be empowered to prosper in Jesus' precious name. Everybody shout a big amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. It's a sound of victory.
Hey,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See,
let the sound of rejoicing. He has made a way when there was no way. Hallelujah. It's a sound of breakthrough.
It's a sound of breakthrough.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whether you are celebrating
your
victory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Some of you, you haven't gone to Kotoka International Airport Terminal 3.
Amen.
And if you went there, you only saw the people just at the gate. This time, others will see you off. For your holidays. For your further education. For business trip. You go 1 week, 2 weeks, and you come back. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of you are going to own your own businesses. Because the power of Jezebel is broken over your life. You are going to live long. Because Jezebel, the murderer, cannot have a hold on you. Can I have an amen? Listen. When I decide to preach this message, I've been preparing. The devil, it shows how the devil wanted to actually finish our people. Last Friday, those of you who didn't come, you really miss. You better go and watch the program and the prayer topics. And one of the brothers was so kind to record, I think it was going so powerful that he recorded a prayer and sent it to me. So I sent to a few people. And one of the church members I sent to, the sister works outside Accra, so way back somewhere in Konya. And you see, the Bible says in Proverbs 25:25 that good news will come from afar. And the good news that will come from afar will be like a water that will cool the heart of a thirsty person. I see God coming to cool your heart with some cold water.
Amen.
Oh, the thirst is going to go away. Your thirst will be quenched. Can I have an amen? The sister said, listen to this. Said, are you ready? Get ready with my thing. Okay. When this sister, it was about 1 something a.m. The moment she started playing, I sent it where, and she had slept a little and she woke up. In the dark, all of a sudden, she felt something on her hand. And when she did, it was a scorpion.
Jesus.
Is it possible you can zero in a bit more for them? It was a scorpion. Now she told me that she had sealed any holes and crevices, anything down, the doorway. Sometimes you said something can pass the doorway. I said she has sealed everything. So there was no way anything should be able to enter. And she was lying there with her baby. It means that this creature would have come. Do they bite or they sting?
Sting.
And
and they maybe wouldn't have been able to talk and to sing. But when the anointing was released by the message that I sent her, you see, the moment that she, see, some of you, when we send you a message or you call, you don't even respond. You don't know that God is stirring something. Yeah, something you don't understand. You don't understand. I mean, when my prophet calls me, I say, I'll quickly respond. Yeah, quick, because I don't know why he has called me. Are you here with me? What he has seen, what he wants me to do. But thank God that she respected my authority, respected what I sent to her, and responded. Somebody said, let me sleep and wake up. That would have been her end. But as she played the thing, I believe that it elicited some spiritual responses. And then she felt something on her hand. And then when she took a torchlight, it was in the darkness. When she took the torchlight and looked at it, here was this scorpion. But Bible says he give you power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. In Acts 28:5, Bible says that a snake fastened itself on the hands of Paul, and they thought that he was going to die, but he shook them into the fire. Today, anything that has fastened itself on you,
Jesus,
we shake it.
I shake it.
Into the fire.
Into the fire.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Anything that has fastened itself in my family. Say anything that has fastened itself.
Anything that has fastened
to my family.
To my family.
To my children. To my spouse. To my loved ones. I address you in the name of the Lord. And I shake you into the fire to be burnt into ashes. Give the Lord a clap of praise.
Amen.
But you see, the guy is unrelentless. He actually started the thing from the morning. She said in the morning, she was with a brother and obviously the baby. They were in this new casa, can they say, called the Pragya or something. Pragya. Pra what?
Pragya.
Pragya. Okay, Pragya. So he was in the Pragya. Is there a picture of a Pragya? Anybody knows a Pragya? And they were in the Pragya. You know, the Pragya is a very tiny, car. And then a huge truck started coming to throw them away to hit her, the brother, and the son. So the enemy had planned to finish him. So thank God that as he came, there was a restraining force. And you know, we have been praying all around. Oh, yesterday we did 12 hours of prayer. Continue. The night before, we had done 6 to 10. And throughout the day, we have been praying. I actually been on some other platform where we are praying whole day prayer. Yesterday, like when we left here, I went into another prayer something. I slept after almost about 3 a.m. I said, prayer. Because I knew there was something in the atmosphere. So when the spirit of death couldn't get her in the morning, then it came in the night. He said, this morning you are awake, but in the night, you escape in the morning, in the night you'll not escape. But thank God that our God, who does not sleep, nor slumber, awake you. Yeah. That's what God did for our sister Antoinette. Yes, it wouldn't have been the good news. And where they are not in the big hospitals there. Far back there, over there, that place, nothing. And she was, he said, where she even lives is a bit remote and all those things. But God saved her. The same God who saved her will save you.
The Lord will change my life. He will change my destiny.
I said the Lord will change my life. Life to Jesus. I want him to be the Lord of my life. I want my name to be written in the Lamb's book of life. I want to have everlasting life in Jesus. If you are here, raise your right hand so I can pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. Walk to me. Walk to me. Bring them to me. Yes. Clap for them. Come to me. Young man, come. Yes. Clap for them. Oh.
Clap for them. I will never try.
Oh.
And trust.
Bless you.
just lift your hand and say, Father, pray after me. Father, thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Letting Jesus die on the cross for me. Today, I totally dedicate my life to you. Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And my Savior. From today. My life is fully yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you for Gabriel and for James. I pray that may they be rooted in your house. Let them flourish in your cause. Let your grace abound upon them. Use them in your house. In Jesus' name. Amen.